And we have Jacqueline calling from Bonnie Lake. Hello, Jacqueline.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a friend who has a son. He's about 11 years old, and he just he got hit in his back about a year ago and went to the doctor, and they said there was nothing. Well, it turns out it's morphia, and so they don't really know if there's any natural means of healing morphia. It's starting to spread. After a year, it wasn't just in his back, and now it's in his stomach, it's on his stomach as well.
So, you know, I don't think I've ever treated that. It looks like it's pretty rare skin condition. It causes discoloration on the skin. But are you saying it's internal?
No, it's on the skin. But when you look on the in the computer or, you know, on Google it, it looks like it can also cause your skin to harden and other facilities to start hardening as well. So they're concerned, since it's spreading, they're concerned about it.
Uh-huh.
And it is very rare.
Yeah, it does look very rare. Like I say, I don't think I've ever treated it directly, but we know that it is a autoimmune problem. So, you know, based on that, we can definitely proceed with all kinds of different metabolic approaches that help with that, including, you know, something like low-dose naltrexone or glutathione can also be helpful. It looks like it's also associated with different medications and... But look, yeah, again, it looks like an autoimmune problem would be, or autoimmune approach would be the best way to deal with that. How, what organs are involved?
Ooh, I didn't ask her that, so I don't know.
Okay.
I was hoping she would call in and ask you today, but obviously she's not on, so.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
but I suggested her to call Meridian Valley so she could get in. She lives in Spokane, so she'd have to drive over to Seattle to come over. But it's worth the drive for sure.
Yeah, like I say, it would be an approach that would be, you know, directed towards calming the immune system down and helping to prevent that from getting worse and worse. Now, there can be different stimulants for the growth of something like that, but you know, anything from gluten to heavy metals to, you know, chemical exposures. So that's the kind of approach we typically take at Tahoma Clinic in trying to treat something like that. But boy, I wish I had better answers there for you.
No, that's okay. I mean, this is a start, and so she's trying to prevent her son from getting scared. So she's trying to take a low approach, but I don't know if that's worthwhile or not. I'm not sure how that works, but yeah. Okay. Well, I'll give her this information and have her give Tahoma Clinic a call. I appreciate your help.
Jacqueline, I just thought of one more thing. You know, for a lot of autoimmune problems, I've had success with a product that's available in our dispensary. It's called Ultra Inflam X, and it's a powder. It almost looks like a protein powder, but it's a very dense combination of various nutrients that help calm down the immune system. So that's something that he could start easily right away and maybe, you know, help slow that down somewhat.
Okay. Oh, good idea.
Ultra
and then
Inflam
do they
X.
ship then? Ultra
they
Inflam
do.
X. Do they ship? Okay.
Yes, they do. They give them a call and they can ship that out to you.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you so much.
Thanks for the call, Jacqueline.